Speaking at a media briefing in Cape Town following his meeting with South African President Kgalema Motlanthe, Mr. Tsvangirai said he was seeking emergency assistance to kickstart essential public services.
At the moment, our real focus is to look at those short-term interventions in the reopening of schools, in the reopening of the health situation and the food situation in the country.
Central to these plans is to get teachers back in school, health workers back in the clinics and hospitals, and farmers back in the fields. And so earlier this week, new Finance Minister Tendai Biti promised to pay public servants a $100 allowance in foreign currency. However, he was unable to tell reporters the source of the funds, saying he would kukia kia or scrape the money together here and there. But clearly, much more than kukia kia is needed if the new unity government is to pay public servants their full salaries in foreign currency.
But let me say that the issue of paying them in currency was the first step to intervene to help them with an allowance in the first place. And as we move forward, create the necessary facility for payment in foreign currency for a while until the real value of a Zimbabwe dollar is established.
Sources tell VOA, Mr. Tsvangirai first sought emergency assistance from Western donors to pay the salaries of the country's public servants and for other government programs, but was turned down. Diplomats confirm that existing policies toward providing funding to Zimbabwe have not changed. Countries like the United States will continue to fund humanitarian programs, but will not bail out the unity government or offer development assistance until abductees are released, progress is made toward restoring the rule of law, and a comprehensive macroeconomic policy framework is worked out. The assistance to Zimbabwe will be billed as a Southern Africa Development Community Initiative, but it seems clear most, if not all, the funding will come from South Africa. To this end, the Zimbabwean and South African finance ministers will meet next week with the director of the African Development Bank to work out the details. It is understood that Mr. Tsvangirai is seeking about $600 million, but neither he nor President Motlanthe was willing to say how much has been asked or indeed given.
No, there are no figures to speak of. Those are going to be crunched by the technical people and would emerge by end of next weekend with a clearer picture of what the needs and the requirements are.
Already, some South Africans feeling the effects of the world economic crisis and of some 3 million displaced Zimbabweans in their country are grumbling about funding such a large bailout. Mr. Motlanthe says there's no need to worry.
There are no implications for the budget that the minister announced last week.
With an economy that is all but collapsed and official inflation at 231 million%, Mr. Tsvangirai says it will take as much as $5 billion to get Zimbabwe fully back on its feet. Delia Robertson, VOA News, Johannesburg.